for, for a smooth laborator. If it's fun you're looking for, write it down now, 114.
One ring Jane was her name. Don't you know she's always game?
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are... Kathleen!
Suck my left one!
Diamanda! Lydia!
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
We're the Vayners
from Halifax,
and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Kim.
And we're the Presets. You're listening to CITR on 101.9. That was smooth.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is the website you can listen to us on the internet and also podcasting 24/7. Via your little computer or your iPod or whatever you have. The show, again, is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We go from 9 till 11 every Thursday night. My name is Ben, if I haven't mentioned that already. Can't remember what I just said. On the show tonight, normally at 10 o'clock, we have a band coming in to play live, but that's not happening this week. Going to take a little break. We are actually going to rebroadcast a show from 2 weeks ago from the band Grey Empire. There's a technical difficulty that happened with that program. It did not get podcasted. We found another copy of the show on a different computer, blah, blah, blah. It might not sound as good as the original copy, but at least you will get to hear it, and then we'll podcast it. It will go on the internet once it's done today. So that's happening at around 10:15, quarter after 10, Grey Empire, as we record it from May 12, I believe, of this year. Until then, a bunch of music from coast to coast, I think. A lot of Vancouver bands I think I'm going to be playing tonight. Let's get started with a band from Abbotsford. They're called You Say Party, You Say Die. This is the first album that came out back in, 2005 or 6 or 7 or something like that. Yeah. This is What's a Hoe Up, Where's a Fire? We'll be right back. That was Fun 100 from the album Hit It and Quit, a band that used to play in Vancouver, soon to be playing once again, I'm pretty sure. They promise Chris Arific, the host of Parts Unknown, that if the Canucks win the Cup, they will play a reunion show. And I think the chances are pretty good. I'm not the biggest Canucks fan, but it looks like they'll do pretty well. Maybe there's a chance that Fun 100 will be playing at a venue near you. And of course, that's from the album Hit It and Quit, one of the first ones, the first album they have. D2 is, I believe, it's a song about the Mighty Ducks 2. And if you were watching the game on what day was it? Whatever, that game that the Canucks won, where they beat San Jose, where they score kind of a fluke goal where it deflects off the glass and blah, 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 blah. Kevin Bieksa scored with sort of a knuckleball, a knuckle puck. That was featured in Mighty Ducks 2 or 1, one of them. One of the kids shoot the puck like a knuckleball and it wobbles and goes in and out, which is just like it did happen in that San Jose game. Okay, enough about hockey. Fun 100, before that I play some B-lines from the self-titled album. World War 4 is the name of the song. I also played some Spiral Beach. They are from Ontario. I don't think it's actually Toronto, but they're in Toronto now, I think. The only real thing is the album. Scour and Devour is the name of the song. And I started off the set with some You Say Party from the first album. What's the Hole Up? Where's the Fire? It's the name of the song. You're listening to CITR Radio, CITR.ca in Vancouver, 101.9. The show is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. No bands tonight, but we'll be doing a rebroadcast of the band Grey Empires, who played on the show about 2 weeks ago at around 10 o'clock. Stick around for that. If you missed that show, here's a chance to listen to it again. I'm going to play more music until that happens and talk a bit about upcoming events and such. Well, one of the events that's happening right now, Jesse Gander, I believe it's his birthday tonight. It's his birthday today. Jesse Gander from many, many, many fine bands. DBS, he was in Operation Makeout for a bit. He was in the band Black Rice. And he's also in this project called Ghost House. And I'm going to play a song from Ghost House, from the album The Good. We'll be right back. Black Rice from the album Contact that came out many, many years ago. The Furious Furious. Black Rice featuring, well, Jesse Gendert, who is turning, I don't know how it was turning, something. It's his birthday today. Jesse Gendert from many, many bands, including DBS, Operation Makeout, Ghost House, which I just played, some Black Rice. He's in a tour, also in a band called Previous Tenants. He's also a sound engineer at the famous Hive Recordings in Vancouver. So I hope he's having a good time right now, hanging out. We are actually going to have Previous Tenants on the show live in the studio in some upcoming weeks. I'm just working on the schedule right now, maybe June, July, August, in the summer, soon enough. So some Ghost House I played and some Black Rice. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, live from Thunderbird Radio Hall as a program. On the show tonight, just a bunch of music, and then a rebroadcast of a performance by Grey Empire that happened 2 weeks ago. So that's happening at about 10:15. Okay, let's talk a bit about a little thing called Junkyard. My friend Mel and Adam were on the show about a month ago. They came and talked about this event they put on every last Saturday of the month. It happened the first time last month, and it's coming up again. They actually were going to come on the show tonight and help play some music and talk about it, but they can't make it tonight. What happened last time when they were here, they ride a scooter to the studio, and on the way back, they got hit by a car. And Mel is, I think, broke her leg, and it's in a cast, and that sort of thing. I think she got a metal rod in her leg or something. She's in a wheelchair. Long story short, not super mobile. She was going to try to make it out tonight, but couldn't do it. So I would promote the show for them to you. It's happening this Saturday at Pat's Pub, and a bunch of bands playing. It's called Coban is playing. Coban is how you pronounce it. excuse my cold. Bad Fate also playing, and a band from Abbotsford called Bertha Cool. Excuse me. Live radio is playing. Bertha Cool played on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell only a month ago. A really good band from Abbotsford. Coban has been playing on the show a couple times. Came and talked about the album. And Bad Faith, we're actually trying to book them on this program. They should be in sometime in June. Excuse me. Damn cold. Okay, this is some Bertha Cool before I kill myself coughing on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Manitoba 100, the official cigarette of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Wow.
You know, you're behaving just like I did last Tuesday night in Winnipeg.
What were you doing?
And so I will deal with the rising militancy of American labor. I'll talk about the general strikes in Seattle and Winnipeg, the Boston police strike.
But we have an announcement.
I direct your attention to these forms, which I'm presently engaged in handing to you.
Sweet guinea pig of Winnipeg! They've taken over our company!
Balderdash! I never agreed to that!
We'll have to pass this off to one of our subsidiaries. You see, GE owns Kitchen Oil of Colorado, which in turn owns JMI of Stanford, which is a majority shareholder in PokerFastLane.com, which recently acquired the Shinehart Wig Company, which owns NBC outright. NBC owns Winnipeg Ironworks, which owns the Opchanagi Party Meats Corporation of Pyongyang, North Korea, and they will make the meat machine.
So you have been in Canada this entire time?
Well, my Aunt Agnes has a place in Winnipeg. I hadn't planned on staying so long, but I needed the time to find myself.
I should have stayed in Winnipeg.
Yeah?
I had a nice gallery, 3 paintings on the wall. Nobody ever came in.
If you would have stayed there, we wouldn't have had a witness who could draw such a detailed sketch of the killer.
Winnipeg approach. Yes. Have that range again. Could you repeat, please?
174, your range is 20 miles.
Winnipeg approach.
What was that range? Could you repeat, please? Make that 20 miles. 20.
Well, then we won't make it.
Say again?
We won't make it. There's no glide path that'll bring us into Winnipeg. If I keep this heading, I'll not only lose this aircraft, but I'll take half of Winnipeg with me.
Are you kidding? Annie Lebec, born home Quebec. Drafted out of the juniors in the 5th round to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Mm-hmm. Played for a year with the Leafs, then traded to the Winnipeg Jets, then to Calgary, then to Boston.
Wow.
I can cash in the bonds Nana gave me, and most likely I'll be working.
Oh, yeah, it's some student film.
It's not a student film. It's a feature on DV Camp. Alvar hangs out with Dogma. He got honorable mention at the Winnipeg Film Festival last year for his short.
So, Winnipeg must get pretty cold up there.
I'm driving to Winnipeg. You better get out when I've had enough.
Yes. Absolutely, no problem. Bit of a drive, Winnipeg. I'm Vivian, by the way.
You kids can't keep your heads to yourself. I'm gonna turn this car around and there'll be no Cape Canaveral for anybody. That's it. Back to Winnipeg.
They're tearing up streets again. They're building a new hotel. The mayor's out killing kids to keep taxes down. And me and my anger sit folding a paper bird, letting the curtains turn. beating wings. Wish I had a socket set to dismantle this morning. Just one pair of clean socks and a photo of you. When you get off work tonight, meet me at the construction site, and we'll write some notes to tape to the heavy machines. Like we hope they treat you well, hope you don't work too hard. We hope you get to be happy sometimes. And bring your Swiss Army knife and a bottle of something. And I'll bring some spray paint and a new deck of cards. Hey, I found the safest place to keep all our tenderness, keep all those bad ideas, keep all our hope. It's here in the smallest bones, the feet and the inner ear. It's such an enormous thing to walk and to listen. And I'd like to fall asleep to the beat of you breathing in a room near a truck stop on a highway somewhere. Well, you are a radio, you are an open door. I am a faulty string of blue Christmas lights. You swim through frequencies, let that stranger in. As I'm blinking off and on and off again, we got a lot of time, or maybe we don't, but I'd like to think so. So let me pretend. These are my favorite chords. I know you like them too. When I get a new guitar, you could have this one and sing me a lullaby. Sing me the story I haven't heard yet.
That was The Rico Dens from the album Left and Leaving My Favorite Chords, the name of the tune. You're listening to CRT Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall is the program. Let me tell you what else I play in the set. I play three bands that is playing at Pat's Pub this Saturday night as part of Junkyard Number 2, the second one ever at Pat's Pub. It's every last Saturday of the month, hosted by Mel and Adam. The bands I play was Bertha Cool, Bad Fate, and some Coban or Coban. From the new stuff on MySpace, stuff on CDs and 7 inches. So check that show out. As I told you, play some Recordens. Let me talk a bit more about things happening in town. Electric Owl is a new venue that's opening up now. I think it opens today or tomorrow, something like that. Show's going on, or people DJing some sort of stuff. Check that out. There's a bunch of write up on it in various publications. Good for them. Hopefully it will bring a nice big venue into town. I think there's food and there's drinks. I think they're working on a liquor license. Hopefully that exists and that's going to happen. Another place trying to get a liquor license, Rickshaw, the Rickshaw Theater. Nice big venue down on Hastings in Maine. I was just there last week for the Power Courts anniversary show. A bunch of metal bands playing. I don't know anything about metal. Can't even name the bands, but it was a lot of fun. They have been running on a temporary event license every single show. I think they're told they can't do that anymore, so they've been trying to apply for a permanent liquor license. Long story short, that area, Hastings and Maine area, they haven't been giving out a liquor license since God knows when. So there's some resistance. So they're just waiting to see if that actually happens. So hopefully, works out for them. It's a good venue, and it's nice to have it in that spot. I think it works really well. It's a good theater. The sight lines are fantastic. There's a good stage, and if you don't like being blocked off by the crowd, you can actually walk up the steps a little bit, and you can always see if you are even sitting on the seats or standing on the seats. Saw many fantastic shows at the Rickshaw, so hopefully that sticks around. There's a little event that's happening next week called Music Waste. If you don't know about it, go look it up on the web. It's the biggest thing in town. Passes is available at record stores. I think Rat Cats had them, and Zulu and Scratch and Neptune Records. I hope they still have them. You can get a pass for $15 plus charges, blah, 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 blah. It's still very cheap. It's tons and tons of show going on. This year's roster is fantastic. All the best local bands are playing. I don't know, it's fantastic. For $15, you can see like 100 bands, easily 100 bands. So go get them. They always sell out. And if you don't get them, it's just a good deal. Like $15, you can't really beat it. Let's go to two shows or three shows, and you get your money back. And seriously, for that money, anyways. So Music Waste, look for it. It starts next Wednesday. I will probably talk a bit more about it next week on the show, but I really shouldn't have to. You should know what Music Waste is. And there is a show happening tomorrow night, Tirana Horse LP release party that is happening at the Cobalt with aunts and uncles, Vincent Parker with Red Hot Burning Icicles on Fire and Narwhal. That is happening tomorrow. Starts at 9 o'clock. At the Cobalt, the new Cobalt, or the old Cobalt, whatever you call it. So it's a CD release party for Tirana Horse. We don't actually have the CD in CITR, but I can click on MySpace and play you a song from it. Hopefully it's on the album. I'm not too sure, but it's a good taste of what the band sounds like on CITR. This is Tirana Horse.
Why were you invited? Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Thank you. sir, I will ride with you tonight. Well, I
ah.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin's Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.